Family of Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is a very, very common chapter in the Bible, Psalms chapter 23, one of my personal favorites. And let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of mercy. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for this wonderful day, Father. I want to thank you for all the things that you have done for us, Father. All the things that we have done and all that we have not done. Father, may you have mercy on us. May you continue guiding us and protecting us. May you continue providing for us, Father. May you continue blessing the works of our hands. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, Father, may you please come and heal them. May you come and pardon them. And may you grant them the grace and the strength to start each day as it is, knowing that you'll come back, all for the purification of your name. We promise, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And let's go straight to Psalms chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff protect me. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that is our brief Wonder Chapter for today. What message do I have for today's Wonder Chapter? The first one comes from verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Amen. Today the Bible is reassuring us as children of God that when we decide to give ourselves unto the Lord, when we decide to walk, from the day that we decide to call the Lord our refuge, that there is nothing that we shall lack. Amen. Our God created the heavens and the earth. What do you think is impossible for him? What do you think he cannot give you? What do you think he cannot do? Nothing. And so many times, sometimes we don't even get to see that. Amen. Sometimes we are so blinded by looking onto what other people are possessing that we tend to think like, but maybe I also need a Lamborghini when you are already driving a Ferrari. The devil will always try to put you in a position of want. And he knows that because sometimes we as Christians, we are not patient enough, that he will use that as a leverage to distort our relationship with God. We ought to learn to be contented with what we have. We need to be contented with what we have. And sometimes it's because we are not contented. Sometimes because we start to look what our neighbor has and we also start wanting. That is the beginning of our downfall. That's the beginning. That's where we start going astray. And we're going to verse 4. It says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Amen. So many times we are in period of darkness, we're in period of sorrow, we're in period of suffering, and we start questioning, oh my God, are you alone on this journey? Hell no, you are not alone. And that's why even if you are going through the worst periods, the worst days, the worst, of your life, be rest assured that you are going on it together with Christ. And do not fear, for God is with you. Are you in pain? Have you lost someone? Have you lost a business? Take it to the Lord. Ask God to comfort you, and he will work wonders for you. Verse 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Do you know what it means for your cup to overflow? That means someone is giving you excess. And that's the God we serve. A God of excess. A God of excess love. A God of excess provision. A God of excess blessing. Why? Because he loves us that much, because he cherishes us that much, that he gives us excess of everything. And if he gives you excess, if he makes your cup overflow, what do you lose by helping your friend refuel? What do you lose by helping to refill your friend's cup? Nothing. Exactly. Do not forget about others. If the Lord blesses you, if the Lord fills your cup, there are other people there with empty cups, and the Lord wants to use you to refill their cups. And last, when you go to verse 6, he says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Your goodness will follow me for all the days of my life. That's just how committed our God is. That when he decides to bless you, he blesses you forever. When he decides to accommodate you in his house, he accommodates you forever. Are you ready to dwell in the house of the Lord? Are you ready to become a permanent residence of the Lord? You're the only person who can answer that question. Get some time, read Psalms chapter 23. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailyquestwithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailyquestwithalan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, for the way we have gone wrong in our thoughts and our actions. In our words, and not your field to do for them. May come and be with us. May come and grant us your joy. May come and protect us, Father. For all the times that we have not been contented with what you have given us, Father. For all the times that you have been greedy and have not helped others, Father. May you please forgive us and may you pardon us. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.